Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurness. Yesterday was Dr. Earl J. McKeever Day in Knoxville. Knoxville Hospital and Clinics hosted a program for Dr. McKeever yesterday morning, celebrating his 50th anniversary at the hospital. Here today, we'll take a listen to that program. It starts off with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics CEO Kevin Kincaid, a Knoxville native himself, discussing Dr. McKeever's impact on the hospital and the community.
What an honor this is to talk about a provider and 50 years of service. That requires unbelievable amounts of dedication and devotion to others. And for 50 years, Dr. McKeever's been here. So started kind of thinking about a couple of things. And the first one that kind of came to mind was how close we came to not even having Dr. McKeever here. In his interviews that he's recently done, he really wanted to kind of go back to Missouri and be close to beloved family, his beloved Cardinals. And there was just something about Knoxville. He just thought, you know, this is the match. This is the place I need to be. So he made that decision to come to Iowa instead of Missouri. And I started thinking a little bit about what that first day was like. You know, people walking up, who is this young doc fresh out of the military from Catawissa, Missouri? You don't even talk like us. Will he stay? I imagine all those things were kind of going through people's minds. And so that first day was probably pretty special. We can look back and I can tell you a lot about 1963. So a couple of things. If you moved to Knoxville, you could have bought a brand new, beautiful home for less than $15,000. A new car was probably about $3,000. John F. Kennedy was our president. We was in the middle of civil rights struggles in the South. Beatlemania was taking place. All these things were going on. And think about our world today, and it's unrecognizable from what it was in 1963. But what is still here and recognizable is Dr. McKeever. For 50 years, when people face the best of times and the worst of times, the one thing that they could count on as our world changed was to have Dr. McKeever here. And so that's unbelievable. You know, I start thinking about how much that world has changed, and Dr. McKeever never set out to become a local legend. There was a small town doctor in his own hometown that he thought, gosh, I should just probably put my life in motion to be like him. And so I think he more than accomplished that. Kind of as a closing statement, I know for sure that there is a mom and dad and a special big brother looking down on us today and say, dang, did I do a good job. Thank you for 50 years.
Next up, Knoxville Mayor Don Zut took the mic. He read the official Dr. Earl J. McKeever Day proclamation and had a surprise for Dr. McKeever at the end.
I actually remember when you came here.
That's right, Don.
We lived right down the street from you.
I made house calls.
You had a lot more hair and so did I.
You were misbehaving.
I always did. And you corrected me several times. Yeah, I caught a lot of heck from him too. I remember skateboarding down your hill and you're going, are you okay? Getting down like Pompatine Creek, you know. But those were the good days back in 73, Doc. We're pleased to have you around this long. I've got a little something I'd like to read to you.
Okay.
It's a proclamation. Whereas for the past 50 years, Earl J. McKeever and Knoxville have been in a symbolic marriage of sorts, as he has healed and cared for the people of Knoxville through rich or poor, sickness and health, and unfortunately for some, until parted by death. And whereas Dr. McKeever has delivered hundreds of babies from different generations into this world, and whereas caringly and compassionately, Dr. McKeever has frequently put his family and personal health at risk to help others with his training, skills, and experience, and whereas Dr. McKeever has spent a lifetime in the service of people and community of Knoxville, and whereas Dr. McKeever founded County Medical Services with the establishment of the Earl McKeever Clinic in Melcher, and whereas thousands of people's lives, the quality thereof, are a credit to the services and abilities of Dr. McKeever. Therefore, I, Donald Zut Sr., Mayor of the City of Knoxville, do hereby proclaim May 1st, 2013, as Dr. Earl J. McKeever Day in the city of Knoxville, and ask all citizens to do their part, making this a memorable day in our city. There's something else that we haven't done in so long that I can't remember it, actually. But I would like to also bestow upon you the key to our city.
Finally, Dr. McKeever closed with his own thoughts.
Unlike Kevin, I've not prepared any speech today. I have little things I'm going to say Saturday, maybe, but I hadn't thought about anything particular today. But I do appreciate all the attention I'm getting. I'm not sure it's deserved, but nevertheless, I appreciate it. My time in Knoxville has been special. Much of that has to do with my co-workers. We have a great group of people here, and I appreciate you. You have made my life special, and I love you both. Thank you.
Two more events will be occurring this weekend to celebrate Dr. McKeever's 50th anniversary at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. On Saturday evening at Knoxville High School, a gathering is being held for all the people that Dr. McKeever delivered as babies from 1963 to 2005. On Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m., a community-wide open house will be held at Knoxville High School for Dr. McKeever. The entire community, Kincaid says, is welcome to come thank Dr. McKeever for his years of service and congratulate him on his anniversary. Again, that's from 2 to 4 p.m., and a special program will be held at 3 o'clock that day at the high school. Again, this has been Let's Talk Knoxville, and I'm Aaron Gernis. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.